You'll find many churches in New Bedford, Massachusetts, but you'll have to look far and wide to find one with a history quite like this one. It was just a simple chapel, but it made its way into novels and movies and still draws many visitors today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
There are many churches in New Bedford, Massachusetts, but this one's story draws plenty of visitors.
It's a Whaling-era church up on the hill on Johnny Cake Hill.
Arthur Mata shares the story of the place called Seaman's Bethel.
On the bluff of that hill is the Seaman's Bethel, which is operated by the New Bedford Port Society, and that was erected in 1832. And, of course, a Bethel is a mariner's church from the Hebrew, Beth-El, house of God.
Perhaps it's a visitor to that church that made it so famous, though.
Herman Melville, when he comes to New Bedford in 1841, worships there before he heads out on his own ship, the Acushnet. And here's Father Mudge, was his name, Enoch Mudge, deliver a sermon. He was an old, salty sermonizer.
The minister in the church made an impression on the man who would author Moby Dick.
Melville was mildly impressed by him and writes him into the book. As a matter of fact, there are three chapters at the beginning of Moby Dick that deal with the Bethel. In the book, he calls it the Whaleman's Chapel.
That notoriety in print gave way to notice in movies as well.
And it becomes even more famous when Gregory Peck plays Ahab and Orson Welles plays Father Maple in the 1956 movie classic Moby Dick, produced by John Huston.
The chapel is open to visitors, a real-life place of worship, yet a site also important to novels and movies about this city. Traveling the countryside in New Bedford, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.